Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, December 15th, 2022. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in a negative territory following broad weakness in Asia. U.S. dollar is stronger against the Aussie note, Japanese yen, and China yuan. Treasury yields are lower at the short end and flat at the long end. There is broad-based weakness in commodities markets, with crude oil and gold down. Bitcoin futures are lower, too. On the central bank front, initial takeaways from the FOMC meeting focus on the peak rate projection coming in higher than markets were pricing in. Powell also pushed back against a dovish pivot by reiterating the higher-for-longer narrative and the need for substantial evidence that the inflation is retreating in a sustainable manner before weighing cuts. At the same time, futures continue to challenge the Fed's outlook with rate cuts priced in next year, reflecting the expectation that growth and inflation slowdown will see the Fed back off its hawkish stance sooner than it expects. Elsewhere, Hong Kong and Macau's central banks followed the Fed and raised the rates by 50 basis points each. Swiss National Bank hiked the rates by 50 basis points as expected, and Norway's central bank hiked the rates by 25 basis points. On the data front, France's November CPI came in much higher than consensus. Overnight, China's activity data came in broadly weaker than expected on COVID impacts, with a bigger contraction in retail sales and markedly lower growth in industry output due to the lockdowns. The country's property market weakness continued with house prices contracting for a fourth month. With that, China issued a guideline through 2035 to boost domestic demand to spur growth. Japan's trade balance locked a 16th straight monthly deficit, putting it on track for a record deficit this year. The Australian unemployment rate held at a near 50-year low, but headline jobs growth was much higher than forecast. New Zealand's GDP growth came in stronger, reinforcing the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's intent to remain hawkish and induce recession in a bid to rein in inflation. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the December Philadelphia Fed Index, December Empire Manufacturing, the November retail sales, November capacity utilization, and November industrial production. The October business inventories, weekly initial jobless claims, and continuing claims are also due, followed by the weekly natural gas inventories. The notable earnings reporter in the U.S. today is Adobe, which is posting results after the close. In corporate news, Blackstone is exploring strategic options for Ayumi Pharmaceutical, including IPO or sale, in a transaction that could value Ayumi at $1 billion or more, according to Bloomberg. Asian equities finished weaker on Thursday. Markets extended the losses in the U.S. in response to the FOMC meeting. Japan and Australia closed lower. Hong Kong was notably underperforming, while mainland China finished mixed. Korea saw sharp declines while Taiwan ended the day flat. India also traded lower. European equity markets are trading lower as well. Attention is now on the rate decisions from the European Central Bank and Bank of England after Norway and Switzerland's banks hiked rates. In other developments, the UK Prime Minister Sunak is planning anti-strike laws as the UK is being hit by a wave of industrial action. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, December 15, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.